Hello, this is James Hunter, and you're listening to Dave Raven on the award-winning Raven and Blues.
Now you heard the T-bone shuffle, and you heard the Texas hop, and you got down at the checkerboard lounge with the whiskey on the rocks. Now fasten up your seatbelt for a Mississippi jam, featuring the one and only Cottonmouth Man. Be killed, Cottonmouth Man, Cottonmouth Man, Cottonmouth, Cottonmouth, Cottonmouth Man.
Yes, if you've been following the news this week, you'll know why I opened the show with that. The sad death was announced, I think it was Thursday of this week, that James Cotton had died. He was 82, a good age. Mind you, I wouldn't be saying that if I was 81, but you know what I mean. And that's a track taken from the best of the James Cotton on the Alligator Years and Cottonmouth Man. And the one thing that was noticeable from Thursday and into today, Friday, when I'm doing the show, is the outpouring of grief from people who knew him. And, I mean, we are of an age and have been around in the business. I mean, we have lost lots and lots of good blues men over the last two or three years because of just the age they get to. But it was obvious, or is obvious, that James Cotton was a much-loved man in the business. And so I thought I'd open the show and close the show with a track from him. So, anyway, The Raven and the Blues. My name is Dave Raven. Most of the stuff in the show is new, a couple of bits which aren't. And we also look ahead to Scarborough's Top Secret Blues Festival next weekend. Woo! Nice sax playing there from Vanessa Collier, and she is the lady on vocals, and it is her album, which has just been released, or about to be released. It's called Meeting My Shadow, and coming out, I think, at the end of the month, and there is a track called Whiskey and Women, Vanessa Collier. She's on Roof Records, and that came to me as a CD in the post from Thomas Roof in Germany, which is nice. But more and more often, I'm getting emails from people saying, "Hi Dave, you might like this on your radio show." And it's generally bluesy, often rock more than blues, but occasionally you get a gem which comes through and you think, that is fabulous. This isn't blues. I wouldn't say it's blues. Well, you might. You decide. I think it's fabulous. It's two guys, Colin Smith and Tyler Thompson. Together they have formed the band Smith and Thompson, and here they are with Trouble.
Glass of whiskey in my hand. You know I'm sticking to the plan. So pour me up a double, 'cause I know you know I'm in trouble. I'll be there on a double trouble up in the air tonight. The only wingman that'll bring man is the fact that I can sing alright. Suggestion request, man, she won't give it a rest till the Kentucky gets some chicken fried. She loves to sing when I play my six string, licking her lips and swinging side to side. No, no.
And sticking to the plan. Smith and Thompson are their name. The album is called Trouble, and there is the title track. And whichever, whoever it was that sent me the email with that link, thank you so much. Lovely, lovely number. They're from Minnesota, from Minnetonka in Minnesota, and making their debut on the show. As you say, it's not blues. It's sort of, what do they call it on their website? I think it's hip-hop acoustic or something like that. Anyway, rather fine, I thought. And it put me in mind when I was putting the show together, I thought, actually, it reminds me in kind of a roundabout way. We opened up with the Station Ident from James Hunter, and I met him last year. The last time I met him was last year when his album Hold On came out, which we've played every track from. But James goes back a while, and it was just over 31 years ago he went into Ace Records and made this particular album, not under James Hunter, but under his first name, and his stage name, Howling Wolf and the VJs. And here's a track which was written originally as a soul number by Barbara Lewis. Was it Barbara Lewis? I've forgotten. The brain has gone today. Anyway, you'll know it. It's called Hello Stranger.
Like a mighty long time. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
My baby, shabbat, shabbat.
My. So glad. Well, that you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember, that's the way it used to be.
It seems like a mighty long time. Shabbat, shabbat.
Like a mighty long time.
Oh, then I am higher, higher than I've ever been before.
Isn't that nice? A band making their debut on the show, and a band really which I'm looking forward to seeing next weekend. Xander and the Peace, Peace Pirates, from their album 11.11. Mainly it's called that because it was released on the 11th of November last year, and it's got 11 tracks on it, and there's a track from it called Fire, and they're going to be at the Scarborough Top Secret Blues Festival, and they've just done, I think it's a 5-year residency at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, which is kind of a serendipitous moment because where the UK Blues Federation is having its 2017 challenge to find a band to go, like Cass Hawkins did this year, to Memphis and then into Europe, that we're having the challenge in the Cavern Club in September of this year. But I'm looking forward to seeing Xander and the Peace Pirates, as I say, a track from their last album from November of last year, and Fire. And before that you heard Howling Wolf, otherwise with James Hunter and the VJs from 31 years ago, and a track written by Barbara Lewis and performed originally by her and Hello Stranger. Here's somebody who isn't a stranger, a regular on the show in the sense he's just so prolific in of his output. Whenever I think he gets bored, he sits down and writes another 12 numbers and releases an album. 2 or 3 albums a year, I think, on average, for Half Deaf Clatch. His new album is called Forever Forward, and he has a track from it called One Big Sky.
Conspiracy, treachery, see luxurious, since money has guided our way. So people, let's try to make a change. Stand up to the hateful things. Live for today, be happy, be strong. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Stop this hatred, oh my Lord. Stop this suffering, oh my Lord. When you're busy judging, just remember we live under one big sky. Stop this hatred, oh my Lord. Stop this suffering, oh my Lord. When you're busy judging, just remember we live under one big sky.
Now, if you're a regular, you could be saying, that seems achingly familiar. I won't lie to you, it is. Andrew sent it to me, I guess, about a month ago, I suppose it would be, and I played it on the show as a sampler of his new album. When the new album came this week, I was listening to all the tracks, and that was the one which stuck out the most. I thought, well, that's rather good. And as I was playing it, I thought, just to you there, I thought, I recognise that. And yes, I played it on the 16th of February. So, second time you've heard a track from his brand new album, Forever Forward and One Big Sky. This, I can promise you, is the first time you've heard it, because it only came this week, and it's a little sampler again from her forthcoming album, an old favourite of the programme, the lovely Malaya Blue. Here she is with The Letter.
My baby just wrote me a letter. Give me a ticket for ain't got no time to catch no fast train. Lonely days are gone, now I'm coming home. My baby, he wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I gotta spend, gonna find my way back home.
I'm really torn about that. I remember it so well from the Box Tops back in the late 60s, written by a member of the Box Tops and covered by many people over the years in bluesies and soulies ways. But to me, it's always been a pop tune. A pop tune. And there's Malaya Blue. And that's taken from her forthcoming album. And it's the original from the Box Tops and a very different take on The Letter. Here's somebody who's on tour in the UK at present. He comes from Australia, and when he gets to the UK, he picks up a band of great musicians. Sam Kelly's on drums, and so it's Jaith Aitchison and the Soul Diggers. And here's a track from an album which came out last year, Another Mile, Another Minute, and I Wish You Were Mine.
When I woke up this morning, raging fire in my head, splashing water on my face, shaking whiskey from my brain, I couldn't face my breakfast, bring me black coffee instead. I'm just searching for a remedy to kill these blue stone dead.
Baby, I wish you were mine. Baby, I wish you were mine.
Called I Wish You Were Mine, and it's Jaith Aitchison and a track from his album from the end of last year, Another Mile, Another Minute. Next weekend, 300 miles north to Scarborough and the Top Secret Blues Festival. Vera's not going with me, the van is not allowed. Scarborough have made a decision that camper vans aren't allowed. It's so sad. It's strange because having had a month in America, not in a camper van, but seeing all the mobile home parks there, and also having spent quite some months in Europe as well, the French especially love their motorhomes. And yet here in the UK, it's terrible. You get pretty places and they have car parks with barriers about 2 metres high, so tall vehicles can't go in. And towns like Scarborough and Whitby and all that, those Yorkshire coasts can actually completely ban all motorhomes after 6 in the evening, which is really rather sad. So anyway, I'm going up in the car. All very boring. Okay, here's a band which I've been releasing albums. The albums have been re-released in a sense because they came out some years ago, but they're coming out in volumes now. The band are called the Saturday Night Fish Fry, and this is volume 2 just been released, and a lovely version of the old standard Lady Be Good.
Something. Mississippi, down at the
Juke Joint,
way down in Mississippi at the
Juke Joint.
There's a lot of dancing going on down in Mississippi at the
Juke Joint.
The real
Juke Joint.
Let me knock a hole in it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let me see you dance. One more thing. There's food and drinks and a good time down in Mississippi at the
Juke Joint.
Let's go down to the
Juke Joint.
You can find the best food in the world, drinks and have a good time down at the
Juke Joint
in Mississippi at the
Juke Joint.
Well, let's go down to the
Juke Joint.
I said down in Mississippi where it's going on at the
Juke Joint,
where you can find the real blues, the real good food at the
Juke Joint.
No trouble, no worries down at the
Juke Joint.
Oh, well, we live for the music, and the music is good.
Juke Joint
in Mississippi, where you can find some down-home blues at the
Juke Joint.
You can have a real good time down at the
Juke Joint.
I wanna know, do you really wanna go down to the
Juke Joint?
Well, if you really wanna go, follow me down to the
Juke Joint.
Let's go down to the
Juke Joint.
Drive down 55,
Juke Joint.
Stop in Magnolia, Mississippi,
Juke Joint.
There's a Juke Joint there,
Juke Joint.
By the name of Sips Place,
Juke Joint.
You can get your Juke Joint on
Juke Joint.
Drive up 55,
Juke Joint.
Stop in Jackson, Mississippi,
Juke Joint.
There's a couple Juke Joints there. Something make me feel better.
That's pretty new. Came out towards the end of last year in the States. Just got hold of a copy of it now. His name is Mr. Sip. The album is Knock a Hole in It, and there is Juke Joint. Lots of good fun. And I was checking to see where Mississippi was coming from, because I knew he was from the Mississippi, but wasn't certain where. And he's from Macomb in Mississippi. And so I thought, oh, I know I've planned the show, and it's all, I'm looking at the running order in front of me with lots of new stuff. And I thought, no, I've really got to do it, because Macomb, for me, is a town I've never been to, but it's been part of my life since I was a teenager. And if you're wondering, how can Macomb in Mississippi be part of Dave Raven's life when he was a teenager? This'll tell you why. Completely throwing the running order out the window, but going back to my youth.
Now let's hear the story of Bo Diddley, the rock and roll scene in general.
certainly thought it was worthwhile. The story of rock and roll in 5 gorgeous minutes, and a track off their first album, and a track I know word for word after all these years, 1965 or 6, thereabouts, 50 years ago. The Animals off their first album, and the story of Bo Diddley, and the story of when Bo came to the Club Agogo in Newcastle on the night that I wasn't there. Still one of the things in my life. Oh, did you realise the Stones were there last weekend with Bo Diddley and the Mercy Beats? No, I didn't. I should have been, shouldn't I? Okay, back to new albums. Chills and Fever, it's called. We've already featured one track from it. She is called Samantha Fish, and it's a fine album. I'll Come Running Over. This reminds me of something from the 60s as well. I know, the new beats. Bread and Butter, that's what it is. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Because when the album came this week, I listened to it, I put it onto the computer, then listened to the old tracks and chose that one and thought, that is so familiar, that reminds me of something. When I was putting the show together yesterday, Thursday, I thought, yeah, that's the one I'm going to play. That still reminds me of something, but I couldn't think what. And as I was talking to you, as I was playing it, it suddenly came rushing to me. The new beats, Bread and Butter from the 60s. But that's Samantha Fish from her new album, Chills and Fever, and I'll Come Running Over. No running. Next week I'll be driving up to Scarborough to the Top Secret Blues Festival. If you're going, come up and say hello. I'll be meeting some old friends and making some new ones as well along the way, I guess. But I look forward to that. Hopefully the weather will be nice. Before we go, last track from James Cotton. Email address dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website ravenblues.co.uk. If it's a podcast you're listening to, share it with other people. It's Podcasting Tripod Month. And if you've never experienced podcasting, where you just choose choose programs you like, both comedy and, in my case, technology, This Week in Tech I listen to, and Mac Break Weekly. You sort of literally say, I like that, I like that, I like that, Howling Dick on the Porch, all those sort of things. You choose them, and then automatically to your phone, every week comes all the new programs. No having to find them, no looking for bandwidth. It's a joy. If you haven't tried podcasting, give it a try. Okay, let's close with James Cotton, died this week, aged 82, from the album Giant from 7 years ago. This one sums it all up. Sad, sad day. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time, and hopefully you can join me next week at the same time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Since my baby, she went away. It's a sad, sad day. Since my baby, she went away. Says my baby, she put me down. You know I'm gonna dust my broom. If that little girl don't stop running around.